Good morning. Time again for Moments of Melody. During the Revolutionary War, George Washington came with his army to Brandywine Creek. After they had crossed the bridge spanning the stream, one of the soldiers asked him, "General, shall we burn the bridge or leave it there? After all, the enemy might drive us back, and then we would need it to make good our retreat." Washington gave the reply, "Burn the bridge. It's victory or death." When Napoleon was engaged in the great and momentous Battle of Waterloo, among those taken prisoner was a Highland piper. Napoleon, impressed by the man's strange mountain garb and determined air, struck up a conversation with the captured but unvanquished foe. Seeing that he had his instrument with him, Napoleon asked him to play a tune. The Highlander obliged. "Now play a march," said Napoleon. Once again the Scotchman did as he was told. Finally the emperor said, "Play a retreat." "Nay, nay," said the Highlander, "that I cannot do. I never learned to play one." No retreat. The Lord Jesus speaks of the danger of looking back in our verses today. Now the Sacred Scriptures. Reading from Dr. Luke's account. "And as they went on their journey, a man said to the Lord Jesus, 'I will follow thee wherever thou art going.' But Jesus told him, 'Foxes have holes, and the birds of the air their resting places. The Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.' To another he said, 'Follow me.' And he answered, 'Lord, give me leave to go home and bury my father first.' But Jesus said to him, 'Leave the dead to bury their dead. It is for thee to go out and proclaim God's kingdom.' And there was yet another who said, 'Lord, I will follow thee, but first let me take leave of my friends.' To him Jesus said, 'No one who looks behind him, when he has once put his hand to the plow, is fitted for the kingdom of God.'" Jesus, I my cross have taken, all to leave and follow thee. Destitute, despised, forsaken, thou from hence my all shall be.